Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. So, if you've been following the news, there seems to be a lot of really bad news going on. And I don't know if it's just the time in which we live or if it's just that I'm paying more attention to it. I'm not exactly sure. But this week, I thought I would talk about something maybe a little bit that's not news related. I want to share a short dream I had with you. And by the way, if you have any dreams, and I may be doing another book or a collection of short stories. So if you have any dreams that you would like or have written down or you want to share with me, by all means, send them to markmarcus@candleshorepublishing.com. Maybe I'll do an anthology. That's Mark Marcus, M-A-R-K-M-A-R-C-U-S, at candleshorepublishing.com. All right. So, and the thing that made this particular dream interesting is that I didn't realize it was a dream. I truly tried to wake myself up and couldn't do it. So anyway, in this dream, I'm walking down the street, and I think it's in my hometown, but it's got to be, the streets are too big, because in my hometown, there's only two lane streets, one lane going one way and one going the other. This one's got like four lanes across the way, and it's full of traffic, all right? But anyway, there's this bottle, and I pick up the bottle. It's a wine bottle. And I don't know why I do this, but I toss it over onto a concrete slab somewhere. I don't know. But the bottle breaks, and all of a sudden, the steam comes out. And I'm like, this can't really be happening, right? So all of a sudden, standing in front of me is a guy with I think it would be called a bowler hat, something like that. You know, like they used to wear back in the 40s. And in a plain, simple kind of Kmart brand suit. He looks like he's from the Middle East, kind of exotic looking. And he goes, hello, Mark. Okay, you've let me out of the bottle. I'm a genie. You got four wishes, and then I'm going. And I'm thinking, this has got to be a dream. And I'm telling you that I really tried to wake myself up. I really, really did, because I thought, oh, please, you know, this only happens in the... Anyway, traffic is going and going, and people are, no one seems to be noticing this guy. So I say, well, are you serious? He goes, quite serious. So I'm thinking, okay, I got four, and in the dream I'm thinking, okay, in case this isn't, maybe this isn't a dream, right? So he seems to be in a bad mood, by the way. He's just not a very nice guy. So, I say, well, can we walk around the corner? Because everybody can hear what I'm saying, and there's a lot of people. It's almost, people start walking up and looking at the glass with all the glass is everywhere. So he goes, certainly. So we walk a few, maybe a block or so, under this awning of this little strip mall. And he goes, I said, you're not really a genie, right? I said, you know, you guys, this is right out of a storybook. And he says, I'm not going to convince you of this either. You know, wish for something and you can see for yourself. So I started thinking, okay, maybe this is real. So of course, what I wish for, I said, okay, now this is where it gets interesting. I said, what I wish for is to have perfect vision in both eyes. And I said, and nothing weird. Okay. I don't want perfect vision, which means I can't see people. All I can see is their insides. You know, whenever you deal with these dreams or like the monkey's paw, you always think there's always a catch, right? So I'm trying to think. I said, look, I want you, don't try to trick me. I just want regular vision, both eyes, normal human vision, not cat vision, not dog vision, not x-ray vision, just vision. So he pulls out this It looks like a smartphone out of the inside breast pocket of his coat. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I don't know if I can do that wish. He's typing with his thumbs, you know, fingers, on this phone or slash tablet or slash smartphone. I don't know. And I'm thinking, Jesus, this doesn't seem right. So he goes, I don't know if I can fulfill that wish. He takes this device, raises it to my eyes, and it's a flat surface device. It's like an iPhone. And he puts it, you know, over across the bridge of my nose so I can't see anything. And all I see is these blue and yellow lines. And he goes, I don't know if it can do this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. And I said, wait a minute. Before you do anything, can it be undone? So he goes, well, I'm not sure about this. No one's ever asked for this kind of thing before. So I go, you know what? Let's forget. I'm getting all nervous because I'm thinking, he's using a computer? Does everybody have a smartphone? Even a genie? I don't get it. I just don't get it. So he goes, well, are you certain? I'll be glad to try to, you know. And I said, is this how you do all your wishes? And everything I've ever read and all the things I've ever seen, you just snap your fingers or something and it just happens. He goes, well, it wasn't until this era in time that we could show how we do our stuff. So I'm so disappointed. So he goes, well, if you don't want to wish for a good, perfect vision, what would you like to wish for? I'm thinking, okay, let me go with something airtight, something solid, something angst, you know, something that can't go wrong. I said, money. Now remember, I haven't used one wish yet. I still got four wishes. Don't ask me why he said four, but that's what he said. So, I go, okay, let's go with money. You can't go wrong with money. So he goes, oh, that's an easy one. So he puts the tablet or the smartphone in one of his hands. He starts typing, okay, how much and in what denomination? So I say, well, I'd like it to be, I'm calculating, okay, $1 million, 10 million, a billion. And we're still underneath this awning. And I'm thinking, where's the money going to be? He goes, well, where do you want it to be? I said, well, I'd like it to be in maybe a Bank of America or a Chase or something. He goes, would you like that to be in American dollars? I'm thinking, wait a minute. Because this is how these guys get you, right? So I'm thinking, yeah, $1 billion in Confederate money would hardly do me any good, right? Or in drachmas or something, or I don't know, you know, in wood chips or wampums. I mean, Jesus, right? So I'm thinking, this isn't going to be good either. So he goes, okay, you want $1 billion. He starts doing all these calculations. And he goes, I think I have an app that will help me, you know. Well, I said, wait a minute. Well, I said, listen, I want this money after taxes. I want $1 billion in my account after taxes, not before taxes, you understand? He goes, no problem. But he's still doing all these calculations. So then he goes, okay, I think I'm ready. So right when he's ready to grant the wish, two other former wish holders or people who had broken him out of the bottle in the past, they run up to us. Don't trust him. He's full of crap. One guy has one arm missing and another guy is in a wheelchair. And the first guy was pushing the second guy. And they said, before we met him, we were both in perfect health. Don't trust him. And then the genie gets all mad, right? You know, we spend all this time in the bottle for a century and a year. We come out, we try to help you guys, and then all you do is complain because you're too stupid to make a good wish. It just got really, really ugly. And I want to remind you, I didn't have one dream wish fulfilled at this point. I'm getting nervous and more nervous. All of a sudden, the police come up and go, what's the problem? And he goes, you better wish for something quickly. And I go, and I don't want to waste a wish on something stupid, like I wish all these people would go away. So the police grabs his smartphone, the genie smartphone, and I'm like, what the? And at that point, I wake up or something, it just ends. That's the end. I mean, that's it. I didn't get one wish fulfilled, and it was just a very awkward, unsatisfied dream. And I thought, and this lent itself even more, the worse things got during this scenario, the more convinced I was that it was not a dream, because dreams are supposed to go the way you want them to go. This dream did not go the way I wanted it to go, so which meant it had to be real life, which would kind of make sense. okay, that's it. How's that? I mean, I know it's kind of weird, but I guess even genies have smartphones. I mean, everybody's got a smartphone now, right? Can you imagine? Yeah, it really happened. Oh, what are you going to do? Despite it all, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.